Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chytrin fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores!
The one and only at 900.
And the great Joe B was on the call. He joins us in moments on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Your pals, it's Grant and Eddie. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Last night, the Capitals got goal number 900 from Alex Ovechkin. If you want to chop it up about that tomorrow, you want to talk about the Commanders tomorrow, we're going to be out and about with listeners at the Char Bar in Reston. So come on by and hang out with us. We're broadcasting live from the JW Marriott's Char Bar from 2 to 6:30. Our buddy Joe Beninati is on the Rude Guest Hotline. You just heard his call of history last night. Joe B, I know that you're a wordsmith and you're great with words, but we've had a hard time finding him after all these goals. Now 900, we may never see it again.
You've been treated to an awful lot of history in the last 21 seasons from one player in particular. And I never really take any of it for granted. I try not to, at least. I've seen this guy do some amazing things in his playing career. I've seen him do incredible things in the community and off the ice. Just the more time you spend leafing through the history books, the record books, you keep seeing the names that he's overtaken and now standing atop everyone in the history, no greater goal scorer on the planet ever. And you just sit there as a hockey fan, and inside all of us, at least for me, I am genuinely a hockey fan. I remember all of these greats that he's passed, and I would think that those numbers, those achievements would be unattainable, and he's done it in spades, and he keeps doing it. So it's not a dream. I keep realizing that, yeah, not only has he passed so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, he's number one, and you've been lucky enough to run your mouth on all of it. I am one really blessed cat.
Joe, let me try to quantify something this way. This may be a bit convoluted, but that is my want, absolutely. I think of the NFL in kind of two different ways. Modern era of the NFL with free agency, sort of that post-Joe Gibbs era, 92 with player movement and everything else, and just the way the game changed after that with all the passing yards and different records of different things, or just obliterating what happened in the 70s and 80s and just the different sport. Similar phenomenon here to me in the NHL. Nobody else in the top 15 in goals scored played after 2006, except for Ovechkin. So Crosby's the second, you know, the second leading active goal scorer with 634, only 270 or so behind grade eight Steven Stamkos, you know, about 300 some behind him. So my point is, the era that he's in has not produced anybody else that scored at near the pace. Everyone else up at the top of the list played in a different era and a different time. That's that much more magnificent to me. Now I tag you.
Absolutely. It helps magnify what he's done when you sit there and think about these are the more difficult days to score goals. The goalies of this generation, of this era, are so much greater. I hesitate saying that because I have enormous respect for NHL goalies. I don't care when you played. But nowadays, today's goalies are so much more imposing in the cage, better trained, better athletes, bigger, stronger, faster, and yet Ovechkin racks up the numbers that he's racked up. It's extraordinary. It's the most difficult time, you would think, to score goals, and yet here's your record breaker. Here's the guy who's the ultimate number one doing it against the most difficult competition. It only multiplies. It magnifies what he's done.
Joe Beninati on the call last night of number 900. The Caps are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins tonight. We'll preview that game with their arch rivals in just a few. He has not yet said this is going to be his final season. Why do you think that is?
Great question. Can't tell you. I think time will tell. Alex will tell ultimately and eventually. I don't know that Alex ever really wanted or would have wanted a prolonged year-long farewell tour. If you operate under the premise that this is the end, I don't think he wanted to tell everybody in advance so that he would be serenaded in every city that he was going to, that this is the last go-around for the grade eight in your city. Come out and shower me with affection. I don't think he wanted that. Now, he may play another 3 years. I really, truly don't know. There are quiet times, private times. There are times when I'll see him in the plane or see him in the airport or see him in the hotels, and he'll shake his head and he'll go, I love doing this, but I'm getting old. And I sit there and look at him. No, you're not. You're not getting old. You're not slowing down. We chuckle about it, but real life, father time, all those good things. Yeah, sure. It's catching up to him. Do I think he wants to leave the game? No. Do I think he still has the energy of a 5-year-old when he shows up at the rink tonight at PPG Paints? Yes. He still loves the game to no end, and it energizes him. And all the times when maybe his body sits there and says, geez, Alex, it's time, he just shows up at the rink and he's rejuvenated. He's energized. He takes that amount of enthusiasm and love for the sport and brings it to the rink each and every day. When that doesn't happen, then he'll know. And maybe internally he does know, but he's not let on. And that's the underlying thought in your question is, when is he going to let you know? Is he going to let you know when he's 45, or is he going to let you know in March or April of this season? We don't know. And that's why people will sit there and go, wow, is 1,000 a possibility? Boy, I sure would hope so. But Alex is the only one, and his family members, closest family members, who will know, you know what, it's time. We've achieved all that we can achieve. And it's time to make way. I don't know that. I have not heard that from him. I've heard whispers from others, but not from him.
And that's really what matters. You mentioned that he may not want the drawn-out city-by-city farewell tour. He dealt with that. Dealt is a funny word. But he dealt with that last year as he was chasing and surpassing Wayne Gretzky to an extent. And while he was a great showman and handled it well, he didn't necessarily want that. I mean, you could even see last night his teammates are egging him on again for a speech, and he just kept saying, let's go to Pittsburgh. It's not necessarily something he wanted last year. It might be all the more reason why he didn't want to say this is the end of the road before this year.
A lot of people said the Capitals took a collective exhale after 895. And I understood that, and I could see that, and you could feel it from the team that it was weighing heavily upon them and weighing heavily upon Alex to achieve that mark. They did it. They gave that exhale. They went on with their business. 900 was not nearly as great the lead up to it as 895 was with the quote unquote great chase. And yet still we referred to it as the opportunity for him to be the only person to ever record that number. To be in the 800s with Wayne, to be in the 800s with Gordy, phenomenal. You're alone. It is all yours at 900. Now, I would say the one that matters next is the last one, and nobody knows when that last one's coming.
Joe Beninati with us here on G&D. So, and we did this a bunch, Joe, when it came to, you know, passing Gretzky at 894, then 895, and so on. Every new goal is the new record. The evolution of his game, he's clearly not the I hit everything that moves, fly around like the Tasmanian devil anymore. He sort of skates around like that bored shark, you know, like the great white that doesn't really want to eat the surfer or whatever, and sort of waits for his opportunity to strike. It just sort of feels like he's, I don't say conserving a little bit, but maybe picking his spots more. He's a bit choosier, if that makes sense. Just kind of want to get your thoughts there.
Yeah, you can see it. It's a great metaphor. I love the thought process behind the shark swimming, the shark relaxing, then the shark pouncing and biting through the competition. He does do that these days. It's a conservation of energy, for sure. If you piss him off, he will run you through the boards. He still can do that. When you play against Alex, you had better be prepared to run into a Clydesdale. That's what's happening. And when you run into something that big and that strong, usually you pay for it. He's trying to conserve the wear and tear on his body to get him through the course of a 6-month, 82-game season. And I knew it was difficult. I knew it was going to be difficult at the outset of this season when he was injured. Pre-camp, during training camp, missed a lot of time, and Spencer and the coaching staff will tell you that those are important days and that he's been playing catch up. You do see on some days his timing, his skating is much better than others. And again, that's just a product in the evolution of we keep calling him the Russian machine. He's a 40-year-old man who's an incredible athlete, still strong as an ox, but has those days where I'm sure he feels like he's 40 and playing up against 25-year-old Tigers who are just not as afraid as they used to be of him anymore. And the game has sped up, and there are times when the hands and feet don't look like they want to cooperate. Then there are other times where he makes beautiful moves and incredible plays, and you remember how just volatile and he was for so long and still is capable of. Now, it's a matter of maintaining it. Can he do that for long spells? Not nearly the way he used to, but he's still an incredibly effective player. And the more that power play comes around, eventually the puck comes through number eight, and that shot is never going to leave him. I've joked with you guys. This is a player who's going to be scoring in beer leagues when he's 85 if he wants to. That shot is never going away.
We've learned that, I think, over the years, and a lot of goaltenders have, the hard way. So before we let you go, I wanted to look ahead to tonight and kind of extrapolate the conversation to the team. They had been scuffling with four straight losses. They go into last night's game needing a win in a big way, and they played a phenomenal second period. They win 6-1, Ovi in the center of things with goal 900, but Tom Wilson awesome again. Anthony Beauvillier was great. And now they're in Pittsburgh tonight, a Penguins team that's off to a fast start and surprised a lot of people, second in the Metro behind New Jersey right now. What can you tell us about this game this evening?
Really good matchup. Obviously, Pittsburgh comes in with rest, but with injury concerns. The Caps have their own injury concerns. Both of these teams are a little nicked. Pittsburgh's been terrific offensively. Washington really needed last night's explosion to make them feel good, to give them a little bit of a boost of confidence. That was very important. You used the expression, needed the win. They did. They needed that win. They needed that second period. And I think that breathed some life into it. Whenever Washington plays Pittsburgh in the last 2 decades, it's a huge game on the calendar. So they tend to bring out the best in each other. Washington tends to play pretty well here at PPG Paints. I want to say they've won six of their last eight visits. The Penguins are getting a rejuvenation, a renaissance again from their elder statesman. You see Malkin performing extremely well. Sid never goes away. That power play is extremely effective. You need to stay 5-on-5 tonight if you're Washington. I would love for the team to play sound defensively. They lead the league in goals against average. Logan Thompson's been absolutely phenomenal, playing again at an MVP level in the first month, 5 weeks of the season. I would love to see the Caps dig in and hold Pittsburgh off the board and surround and protect Charlie Lindgren really well tonight and come away with another win. This is a brutal stretch. You're going Pittsburgh, Tampa, Carolina, Florida, Jersey when you come home. Really good teams, really good competition. I hope it brings the best out of them starting tonight with Pittsburgh.
Joe Beam, you are the best. Thank you as always, my friend. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure, guys. Let's do it again soon.
What are we doing shirt and tie combo tonight in the Steel City?
Dude, we're just sitting there watching. Tonight's ESPN Plus
exclusive. Oh, that's true. 7:30.
So sadly, I'm just twiddling my thumbs up in the press box.
But do you still dress in an awesome suit, though?
You're not just wearing a jumpsuit.
No, I'm coming in strong, but nowhere near TV ready. No.
So do you now you got me curious. Double click on it. Do you do like casual formal in that regard? Like in other words, you go suit, no tie?
No tie.
You go no tie?
There will be a jacket, there'll be a nice shirt, there'll be jeans, nice shoes.
Pocket square?
No tie. No, pocket square, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Just
a little sartorial flair, yeah.
A little bit of color.
Jeans surprises me a little bit, Joe B.
I bet you dark jeans. I bet they're nice.
I want to dress it down tonight. I want to dress it down a little bit.
I like
that. We're not talking about ratty jeans that your dog is. Never mind. We're talking about good jeans.
Joe, I got to get with you. And remember you had this great source for all your pocket squares, that lady with those incredible fabrics. I need to re-up a little bit. We need to connect.
Oh, I love it. I'll be in touch very, very soon.
Love it.
Thank you,
like
Joe.
Within
B.
minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy your game tonight.
Guys.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Joe Beninati and the Capitals on the road. They are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Do you think this is it for Alex Ovechkin? You think this will be his final season?
You know, I would have said 100% yeah. Not 100%, but you know what I mean? I would have been like, yeah, of course it is. Until the last couple of weeks.
Until he didn't say that it's his last season?
I keep going, it is, right? Right? But I don't have a good feel anymore. Here was my read, and I want to tag you back in. I thought it was exactly what Joe B said. Some guys want the attention. They want every time they go to the arena for the last time in Montreal, in Boston, in New York, wherever, they want the big pomp and circumstance. And I don't begrudge that, whatever you want.
But he also just got that.
Yes.
And by the way, if you haven't been, so I was at like the game where he tied, the game where he passed was in New York. I was not there, but I was there when they came back and did the celebration. Mm-hmm. And then at each arena thereafter, teams wanted their piece of being able to say thank you. And this is like a, in some cases, 10-15 minute ceremony right before the game when he broke the record on Long Island. The Islanders, they stopped the game in game, and Gretzky comes down. And there were probably, I'd say, somewhere between 7 and 10 games last year directly affected by that stretch by 10 or more minute ceremonies.
Right.
And it's got to be just taxing and exhausting, and you just want to play hockey.
And some people want that, and I don't begrudge that, and some people don't. I think he's a don't guy. I don't think I think when he retires, it'll be like, we'll find out, and he's already in Russia with his feet up somewhere, like walking his Siberian Husky through a mountainside. That's it.
He'll be at Glory Days eating wings and like resting or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
Like, he's just at whatever bar you're at. He's just the most normal dude ever. But had he have gotten off to a start, here's what's interesting to me. They've played 13 games so far. He's got 3 goals counting last night. If he was doing Ovi things where he was at like 7 or 8 goals right now, and that might be coming. There might be a 10-goal and 9-game stretch looming. That's been his career. But assuming it's not 55 goals like it would have been if he didn't break his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, let's say, a nothing like Ovi. Well, let's just take the pace he's at right now, right? He's basically on a pace, quick math, to score
around 20.
19 goals, 18.9. If he scores 18 goals this season, I think it's definitely his last year, because at that point, 1,000 is so far away. The reason 1,000 felt a little bit doable is he was still being a 40-plus, 50. Oh, my God, you could score 55. So if he were to score 56 goals this year, and now you're only one more 48-goal season or whatever away from 1,000, I could see him saying, why would I not go for 1K? But if you play this year and you're sitting at 917 and it feels like it's three more years at now your new norm, no chance. So I think the slow start makes me think there's even more of a chance he doesn't come back. But I don't take him having not said anything to mean anything. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think the reason he did not say it yet, even though I thought he would, is in hindsight, I think everybody's right. He does not want to announce it, and he doesn't want to deal with all of the pomp and circumstance. He'll announce it with like a month left, and they'll do something amazing at Capital One Arena and deal with it at three or four places on the road, and that'll be that. That's how I see it going.
I smell what you're cooking there. Yeah, by the way, just you said the number. Just minding your business, offering an example. 917 goals.
Yeah.
Like, what? Now, he's at 900 now. Obviously, that happened last night. But if he's just a regular 40-something-year-old whose skill set is slightly diminished, forgivable, by the way, after you put 900 goals up. But if you end around 920 goals, that's such a patently absurd number.
He's been scoring goals since I was in high school.
It's an absurd, like, no to that. Like, that's not supposed to be able to happen. And, of course, it has, and we're a witness to it.
More of my life has been spent watching him score goals and cheering him on at Capital One Arena than not. It's going to be so crazy when he's gone. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Double play coming up at 3:45. We're giving away Foo Fighters tickets today at 4. Next, can we talk ourselves into the Commanders hanging with the Lions and keeping the game tight? This is G&D.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, You know, it starts with the quarterback. He throws with anticipation. He's calm in the pocket. His eligibles, you know, 14, 11, they had just won. They have just so much speed and versatility from that standpoint right there. And then the running backs, you have two different types of running backs, one that can get on the edge right now and go. And then you have a guy that runs a little bit more behind his pads.
That's Joe Witt talking about the Detroit Lions, who are coming to Northwest Stadium in Landover on Sunday. The line is still 8.5. It hasn't budged. I would have lost some money on that. By kickoff, I'm thinking it's going to grow closer to 9. Can we talk ourselves into this being a close game? Washington has not only lost 4 in a row, but it's been getting blown out. The Commanders lost by 22 to Dallas, 21 to Kansas City, and 24 to Seattle. And the Lions, unlike those three previous opponents, have some bad blood, some things to work through with Washington after they got eliminated from the playoffs by the Commanders last year at their home stadium as the one seed coming off of a bye. And Dan Campbell's one of those dudes that you'd imagine throws darts at pictures of people on the wall and holds grudges, and they don't mind running up the score. Just ask the Bears, who they hung 52 on in week 2 with their former coordinator Ben Johnson across the way coaching up Chicago. So if they get a chance, they're going to keep ringing the bell as many times as possible. But Danny, the more I look at the matchup, and while I'm going to pick the Lions, and I think they cover 8.5, and I do think they win this thing by 10 to 14 points or so, a lot of people have been kind of suggesting they're going to score 40, 45 points. They're going to win this thing by 20 to 30, and it's going to be another crazy blowout, and the streak will continue for what would be a full month of those. Their offensive line is so beleaguered and so banged up, I could see a path to Washington actually messing around and being in this game late. Taylor Decker, the left tackle, may not go. Penei Sewell, the right tackle, may not go. Their guard is not going to play. Tate Ratledge is hurt in this game. They may have as many as 4 linemen not participating. And Graham Glasgow, their center, who's replaced their good center from a year ago, hasn't played at the same level. So this is a line with a quarterback who's fairly immobile behind them that could be right for the pick in this week. I don't know that Washington can take advantage of that, but if somehow, some way, this is a Joe Witt game, scheme it up, buddy. Let's dial up blitzes. Let's send Bobby Wagner. Let's get Frankie Louvu back on the second level coming downhill rather than just lining up on the edge every down. Let's find a way to get Jordan McGee with speed, blitz in the A-gap. Last week, by the way, one more note, 7 pressures allowed by Jahmyr Gibbs in pass protection. The most by a running back all year long. He was only kept in on 16 plays, and he gave up 7 pressures. He can't pass protect, and he's going to be in there on a lot of passing downs. So I think this is a linebacker blitz game for Washington. I wouldn't have predicted this if not for the O-line, but instead of like a 44-17 game, which I was thinking it was going to be for 2 weeks, I'm now going to call this like a 30-20 game. I think it's going to be a lot more competitive.
I hear you, and I appreciate it. The best argument I can come up with is a shoulder shrug and a, weird stuff happens in the league every week. That's as far as I'm willing to go.
So you're not buying the offensive line being in shambles?
Not even a little bit. I saw that in other weeks where maybe Washington had something that they could have done about it. I think 5 weeks ago with Dorrance Armstrong and Wise and a bunch of other guys healthy, they might have been able to have some effect with that.
You got Daron Payne. You got Javon Kinlaw. You've got Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu and Jordan McGee, and they got a weak interior. That is their underbelly. You know, for a baseball team, it's the middle innings of relief in the bullpen. Get the starter out of the game and get to them. For this Lions team, it's interior pressure against Jared Goff. That is the one thing Washington should be able to excel at defensively still with its personnel.
I think they should be. Again, I just don't see it. I understand the point. On paper, that makes sense. I've got a group that's now underachieving to such a high degree that what should be happening isn't happening. What can't happen is happening. What's unfathomable is now routine. They are a disaster. I don't think anybody can do anything at this point. I don't care where Joe Witt stands. I don't care what he says into the headset. Nothing is going right, and they are worse now than they were at the beginning of this disastrous stretch. So my best argument is Carolina beat Green Bay last week. That's the best I can come up with is, Green Bay, I don't know why I've been picking on Green Bay. They lost to Cleveland earlier this year. Or Did anyone see the Steelers dominating the Colts the way they did for three quarters before the Colts kind of came back? To me, I don't think they're competitive at this point. And everybody seems complacent and content. That, to me, is the bigger story, is if there was some sort of like, we're gonna change this and we're going to fix that and demote this and promote that. If there was a huge paradigm shift in some way, somehow, some form, I'd go, okay, maybe you'll be more competitive this week. They don't have competitive in them. Their most competitive was in the first half against Kansas City, where they were fortunate that it wasn't a blowout. That's as good as they've got. That was their best punch, and that was just a whimper. That was like yelling loudly at a whale, hoping to stop its progress.
It is funny that we're not even having a conversation where I'm saying I think Washington's going to beat Detroit. The new conversation is, think about how sad this is. I think Washington's only going to lose by 10 or so. I mean, what a ridiculously bad year this is.
Mm-hmm.
What a joke this has become. Seriously, I'm debating with you. I'm going, I think they could maybe keep it close. And this is the NFL. This is not Grambling State taking on some, you know, D1 school or whatever.
Closest routine.
I'm going, I think because the line has four guys missing, maybe Washington only loses by 10 or 12. And Danny's like, nah, I don't see it. They're going to give up 50. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
And I'm the crazy one, by the way, in the conversation. Like, it's not like, oh, Danny's such a negative Ned.
Here goes the hot taker again.
It's like, Grant, what are you seeing? What do you mean they're only going to lose by 10?
Yeah, to me, again, I understand your point, you're making good ones. I don't dismiss any of those things.
Well, the betting line is 8.5.
But, so, and that speaks to what you're saying.
My point is a lot closer to reality.
But yes.
Your point, anecdotally, is what's happened for a month. A month.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. I don't know how they stopped Jahmyr Gibbs. So when you get to come downhill and Bobby Wagner blows him up, or you know Jordan McGee runs through him on the way to the quarterback, that's great. But eventually, what do they call them, Sonic and Knuckles? He's Sonic, right? Eventually, he gets the edge. That's all I would do if I was Detroit for the first quarter of the game, is just stretch run left, stretch run right, stretch run left, play action shot deep. Stretch run left, stretch run right, play action shot, middle of the field of Monroe St. Brown. Because they can't stop the run outside, and that's what he does. So he's going to go ham sandwich. And Jared Goff is automatic in the middle of the field. He's one of the most accurate, best throwers in that, you know, the digs, the crossers, the Kyle Shanahan kind of like play action second level, the stuff that doesn't exist in Washington's offense at all for whatever reason, and it drives me crazy. But Washington can't defend that. That was the Sam Darnold, Jackson Smith, and Jigba thing last week.
Yeah.
So the matchup, when they hold up in pro, is terrible. I'm just saying, more often than not in this league, when offenses have uncharacteristically bad performances, it is because your offensive line is super banged up. And Detroit has lost 2 of 3, and they looked like crap on offense for a lot of that Vikings game. And I think their O-line health is a big reason why.
I fully agree with you. Everything I co-sign what you just said. To me, though, there are enough answers in that offense for Johnny Morton and company to be able to do something about it. Whereas in Washington, when they're down a couple of pieces, there's nothing on Joe Witt's little pad, his little laminated play sheet, that's going to work. For Kingsbury, when they're missing everybody, and everybody knows that they can't beat man coverage, I don't know what you call. I don't know what he's got there that'll go, oh, this will solve it, this will fix it. You're just hoping for something that hasn't happened in a month.
What is the over-under on the number of times we see Joe Witt on the telecast on Sunday on the sideline? Because the biggest story of the week is the embattled defense and the embattled coordinator. And the second biggest story of the week is the change in location.
Yeah, the location change.
And now he's calling plays from the side of the field. Do we have to set it at 4.5? Normally we get one obligatory poorly lit booth shot where Joe Witt is like,
there's a glare.
Very calmly talking behind a glare, looking down at a sheet. I think we're going to see him 7 times on Sunday. Like, get used to seeing Joe Witt pacing the sideline. Is he a guy that ties the sheet to his pants and it dangles from an extension cord? Is he, like, where is it? Does he hold it the whole time? I think he's a tyke. I think it like dangles on the side of him, and he like grabs it and, you know, looks at it and then drops it again.
He's going to have problems with the Motorola headset because as he's like throwing tantrums and then trying to go talk to guys, it's going to like fall off him a couple times.
Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, do you think this game is closer than the last three?
I'm thing with Danny just said was funny as hell.
Thank you.
He's just going to have a tantrum and throwing tantrums about being on the sideline, stuff like that. That is kind of comical, even though it's pitiful right now.
Yeah, a little gallows humor.
I actually think they can win. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Washington did a blueprint on Jared Goff last, and I don't know why a lot of people haven't thought. I think Minnesota did it. But I think if you just blitz him up the middle, he's going to wind up throwing interceptions. You do have a chance, but here's the problem, guys. They don't have a snowball chance of scoring more than 20 points. I mean, no offense to Marcus Mariota, but Debo's on one leg. You got Treylon Burks, we don't know. Maybe he gets better this week. I mean, Jalen Lane, I don't think so. Is Ja'Cory Brooks going to play this week? I mean, they don't have anybody else. You know, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. Their receiving core between wide receiver and tight end is bad. And here's another thing. And, Grant, I'm surprised we haven't brought this up. I think Chris Rodriguez should start because it seems like when he runs better than Bill. I love Bill. I truly love Bill. But I think Rodriguez should really start because it seems like he gets more he's more of a runner out there than anything. So, yeah, I think they have a chance.
He's the battering ram. Like, right now, there's not a lot of available when you're shifty and dancing. It's all getting swarmed. Rodriguez is like, this. I might get 2.5 or 3, but just by putting my head down and you know, diving forward, basically.
So Logan floated the idea this week on Take Command of having Chris Rodriguez start the game and basically soften things up. Like, yeah, he's not going to get the explosive big play or break the tackle or jump cut that Ja'Cory might. But he's just going to be a pain in the butt. And for the first 3, 4, 5, 6 carries of the game, he's running at you and you're having a collision at a high rate of speed with a really, really big dude. And now it kind of changes things and you're flinching a little bit and now you get the twitchier, faster, more explosive guy in there as the change of pace. Logan actually referenced Detroit and he said he thinks Gibbs is more effective in the same way. When Montgomery's been in there first, kind of softening things up and slamming into the line of scrimmage. Now, the problem is every play that you take Gibbs off the field for Montgomery feels like a loss. And, you know, guys like you will sit there and scream about how David Montgomery should never play and Gibbs should play a ton. But Logan's point is there's an effectiveness to the changing of the pace and the style that these guys operate with. So I'm open to that possibility right now. I wouldn't do that every game for the rest of the year. But the way things have slowed down in the run game and the way the valve's been turned off at this point, you want to try that? Go for it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Rodriguez slamming the ball at the line of scrimmage a few times early and then bring Bill in and see where it gets you because what they're doing right now is not working. You should be trying anything and everything. But to Mark's point, by the way, about them struggling to get to 20, the last 3 weeks, this offense has averaged 14 points. They scored 22 against Dallas, 7 against Kansas City, 14 against Seattle. They have averaged 14 through 3 weeks, and they've gotten to 20 once over that time and not in back-to-back games for the first time here with Cliff Kingsbury. They've been in this kind of rut scoring points. Double plays next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're giving away Foo Fighters tickets in 20 minutes. The question right now on Grant and Danny for you, can you talk yourself into this being a tight game with the Lions, or are you smelling the blowout that everybody seems to be predicting? 800-636-1067, the number on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tomorrow, the show is out and about for a Field Trip Friday. Cannot wait to get back out to Reston and Charbar. We're at the JW Marriott in Reston, 2 to 6:30 tomorrow. So make note, if you are in that area anytime before the close of business tomorrow, we will be there kicking it all day long. We're previewing not only the Commanders and the Lions, Week 10 in the NFL, nice little weekend in college football, but we're also just having fun, little fellowship. Some
chopping
lunch,
up,
perhaps.
Delicious food stuff there. Delicious.
Really, really good menu. Awesome drinks. Happy hour spot. It's a brand new restaurant and bar at the JW Marriott out in Reston. So if you haven't been, nice maiden voyage for you tomorrow as we're doing the show until 6:30. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
GB, first practice tonight for the green team. Basketball practice. One more time. Last time. So, as you know, if you're listeners to the show, you may remember, my oldest and I have a little bit of like a George Steinbrenner or Billy Martin thing where he's fired me multiple times from coaching him. Doesn't love it. But as he's gotten a little bit older, we kind of realized there won't be many more opportunities for this to happen again.
We realized that or you realized
that? Both of us did.
Okay.
This is his in-school league.
Yeah,
that they do.
Did he come to you to rehire you, or was this broached by you?
Again, these are all great questions.
Yeah.
So it was actually my idea, and here's why, though. It sounds like, son, you want to win state? No, no, no. It's so he could play with his best buddy.
And he's like, he's fired me three times. I somehow end up coaching him again.
So I brought it up to him, and I said, here's what I'm thinking. You want to play with your buddy, right? You're really good pal. We live on the same street, and they walk to school every day together, right. And they're great friends. His dad and I play hoops together on Monday nights. A great dude. We all get along really well. If you'd like to play with your buddy, we'll volunteer to do it. If you want, we'll coach the team. And the boys talked it over.
And he said, I'd love to do that, but how do I do that without you coaching?
And at first he was like, no. And then I convinced him. No. And he was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. So again, this will be it. This is the last time I will ever be coaching him in anything, which is like a little bit.
How do you know that?
A, I know. But B, I'm not coaching his like travel soccer stuff. We have turned that over to professionals to do that.
Okay.
And I'm certainly not going to be his high school soccer coach in 3 years or whatever.
So you think he's just going to go the soccer route, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, but even if it is basketball, it's like it's school stuff. It's like out of my hands. Yeah. This is the last rec.
One last ride.
Basketball thing. So I've got a few years left with my 7-year-old, but he's now 12. So our first ride is tonight with the green team. I will give you a scouting report and let you know. There's a draft, and there's a whole thing where we're all trying to put rosters together, do the best we can. It's a developmental league, so everybody wants to be competitive. Hopefully teams aren't too, you hope teams are evenly matched. But I will give you a scouting report after tonight.
So you don't know your team at all yet?
We know a little bit. I mean, just the kids that you've seen that you know from, being around.
Got it.
To my son, like, hey, who's good? Who should we try to do? And then we do the best we can in terms of, trying to make the teams even, et cetera. But I had to draft three kids blind who I've never seen before.
Here is my sincerest hope for you is that you make it through the season without getting fired.
You joke, but that's mine too. That's literally my only thing.
Are you the head man or the assistant?
Technically the head coach, but that doesn't matter. It only matters I have to send an email or something to the team.
Right.
And I guess I'm responsible for timeouts. And what we'll do is...
Hopefully you're better at it than Dan.
Well, I was going to say, if it goes bad, I'll just move my assistant coach from one side of the bench to the other.
Have you considered that?
If we have a four-game losing streak where we get beat by 20-plus points in a league where it's unusual to score more than 30...
Just change seats.
We'll just change seats. That'll be what we do. What we've decided is... I will not be coaching as often as possible my son. Does that make sense? If there's a correction to happen.
Here's what I want to know about that. Yeah. I'm so fascinated.
I know.
By this.
I know you are.
You know I love this bit.
I know.
Because here's
why. And you're really digging at it.
Well, here's why I love it.
Picking the scab.
No, it's not a scab. It's you come in here every time and you're like, dude, it happened again. And then 6 months goes by and we're back at it. And it just. So what does your wife say about it? Does she say, I don't know? Or does she encourage that you should do it?
You're asking great questions. It's a mixed reaction. She doesn't want, rightfully so.
I'm laughing.
No.
I do feel bad because I know you want to coach him.
But it's not even that.
You should be able to get through the season, and it should work.
It's not
seen you coach. You're not being crazy.
Right. I promise you, I'm not a tyrant. I know everyone would think I am. I promise
you,
I'm not.
It's a good bit on the air, but
yes,
you're really not.
I'm not. She doesn't want the dramatics correctly. She has the correct assessment.
Meaning just at home,
yes.
As mom and wife, she does not want to deal with the chaos.
So, there'll be a time, for example, this is years ago when this happened, where he was, I don't know if he was mad at me, I don't know who he was mad at, I don't know what the pouting was all about, but it happens. A 9-year-old kid pouted a bunch and didn't put forth the requisite amount of effort and energy.
And by the way, if it's not you and it's another coach, he probably just acts differently because it's
totally,
not dad.
Totally.
You know what I mean? That's just what you deal with as
yes.
a dad coach. I'd
so
imagine.
Now when coach is talking to you, it's dad talking to you. And now that's you're even more entrenched, even more. So now it comes home and now it's blah, 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 and the whining and everyone's mad. And she's like, that can't happen. I'm like, I don't know what to do about that because we'd probably have to have that conversation when you're not putting forth, we're not trying and pouting
but
and storming
off.
That's
where your assistant could come in.
And that's the idea. But even still, I didn't coach him last year, for example. He had a great guy, this dude named Ryan, fantastic coach.
Larry?
No, different guy. Like an actual adult.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Ryan. Come on. You're corporate. But a real adult with the kids who's been around, who's done this for this league forever. Awesome guy. Literally could not have been happier he ended up on this guy's team. And Ryan is patient and kind and does all the right things, treats the league the way it's supposed to be treated. Well, there was a game, there's a moment where talking about my son, sandbag, didn't care, pouted, wouldn't shake hands for good games, stuff like that, which is unacceptable.
But also normal, I would
but
say.
But it's what kids do.
Kids do this. It's not like he's the only one doing that over the course of a season.
Of course. But what has to happen? That's the reason we do sports. That's the reason we're involved in all these things. These are teachable moments. So now I'm going to attempt to do some teaching. Hey, that's unacceptable. You made a commitment.
As you would do with any kid.
This is my point.
Yes.
So when it's just that, I'm not the coach. That's dramatics. Now you add in the fact that it's coach dad doing it, and there's going to be a whole bunch of things where everybody's mad at me. That's going to happen, and that's inevitable. And I've signed up for it again.
I think this could go well this time.
I hope so.
He's a little older.
Yeah. A little wiser.
A little wiser.
Yep.
You've been around the block one more time. Maybe you know which buttons can and can't be touched. I think we're going to be okay.
Well, the instant any coaching happens, it's treated as a direct personal affront.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, buddy, don't reach in. That's to anybody. Don't reach. Because if you reach, they'll call a foul.
But what about your assistant? We let him do a lot of that.
This is the idea.
Coach.
He is going, I'm going to try just to say, I love you after the game. And that's that. During the game, the assistant coach is going to have to, can you tell him to not reach in? Would you tell him to please stop moving on the screens? Would you tell him to not hoist that three because he's not Steph Curry?
I think it's going to go better this time.
I hope so. But either way, it's the last time. So
one last ride. This is your last dance.
This is it.
This is
this
MJ
really is our
Scottie.
Last dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should make a documentary about it. Could Toby and Ryan follow you guys around with cameras and microphones
this season? It would be a great bit. The kids would love it. The kids would love it. Someone needs to say something about me on the iPad, and
the
I laugh.
Beltway Blitz comes your way next. We're going to give away tickets to see Foo Fighters as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.